They come.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come here, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Moko Shabaka de. Hold on, babe. Moko Rabaka. Oh, Father, we just praise you this day. We honor your presence. Oh, God, we thank you that you are great and mighty. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just praise you. We honor you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Jesus' holy name. Calling Bianca from New Orleans. Are you on with your daughter, Anaya?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, just hang on. We're going to get to you. Thank you. I got two Biancas here this morning. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you are righteous King. You are mighty God. And we honor your holy presence this morning, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We break all generational curses of pride, rebellion, lust, poverty, witchcraft, idolatry, death, destruction, failure, sickness, infirmity, fear, schizophrenia, and rejection from our lives and the lives of our children in Jesus' name. We command our generational and hereditary spirits operating in our families' lives to go in the name of Jesus. You are bound in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind you and cast you out in the name of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We command our spirits of lust, perversion, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, immorality to come out of our sexual characters and the character of our children in Jesus' name. We command our spirits of hurt, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, sadness, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to come out of our emotions in the name of Jesus. We command our spirits of confusion, forgetfulness, mind control, mental illness, double-mindedness, fantasy, pain, pride, and memory recall to come out of our minds in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of schizophrenia and command all spirits of double-mindedness, rejection, rebellion, and root of bitterness to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation to come out of our conscience. We command all pride, stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, and arrogance to come out of our will in the name of Jesus. We command our spirits of addiction to come out of our appetites in the name of Jesus. We command our spirits of witchcraft, sorcery, divination, and occult to come out in the name of Jesus. We command our spirits operating in our head, eyes, mouth, throat, tongue, to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our chest, tongues, to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our back, in our spine, to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our stomach, our navels, our abdomen, to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our heart, spleen, kidney, liver, and pancreas to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our hands, in our arms, legs, and feet to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all demons operating in our skeletal system, including our bones, joints, knees, elbows, to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our glands and endocrine system to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our blood and circulatory system to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our muscles and muscular system to come out in the name of Jesus. We command our religious spirits of doubt, unbelief, error, heresy, and tradition to come out through religion, to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits from our past that are hindering our present and future to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits that through our come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We command all hidden spirits hiding behind, hiding in any part of our lives to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, welcome to Bible Study Land. This is Children's Day. We're blessing our children today. Almost high. We're calling on the name of Jesus, and we're thanking Jesus this morning for being in our lives. We're thanking Jesus for his love for us. Father, as we pray for families today, Lord God, we lift your name on high. We sever ties from families, oh God, that's not according to your will. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for fathers. We thank you for mothers. We thank you for children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. And, Lord, we thank you for unity and love. We thank you for oneness in our families, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you are awesome. You are most powerful in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. We thank you this morning. Oh, God, we cover every family with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. And, Father, you said, lo, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. So, Father, this day we thank you that when you walk the earth, oh, God, you bless the children. In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them, and he blessed them, and he departed. Jesus wants every child in every home, in every neighborhood, in every city, in every nation to know him, to come close to him. For he has greatness on the inside of them. He says he knows the purpose that he put on the inside of the children. And he's calling them forth today. Many children are beginning to have dreams and visions, and they don't know what they mean, but I thank you, Lord, giving the children interpretation of the dream and of the vision. So, Father, we just bless you right now for every child, Bible Storyland, every child in every city, every child throughout our nation, every child in the world. Father, I thank you for protection for the children in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you, oh God, that they are covered with the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against the children will prosper, nor their families. So, Father, you said you know the purpose, the plan you put on the inside of our children to prosper them, to bring them to an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has great plans for our children. Many of our children will be Christian entrepreneurs, Christian counselors, Christian physicians, Christian parents, Christian principals, Christian teachers, Christian professors, Christian politicians, mayors, city council people, Congress, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, missionaries, deacons. They're going to be great people. Even as children, God's going to raise them up because they have a heart to serve God. I was in a church last week, and I saw the children. They were just there. Oh, my God, it was so many. And they were into the praise and worship of the Lord. So I thank God for children. You know, we got to acknowledge the children. We can't just let them come and sit on the pew. They get bored. You would, too, if you just come sit on the pew every Sunday and do nothing. We got to teach them how to participate. And sometimes when I go to church, I see the little ones, when there's praise and worship, they just jump up and down and dance before the Lord. They know how to praise God. They're free. They are free to praise God. They don't care who watches. They be in diapers, and they be jumping up and down with the music. They be 1, 2, 3 years old. They be raising those hands up, and they be praising the Lord. So we got to let them praise the Lord. Don't stop them. You know, some people say, sit down. No, don't stop them. They are part of the kingdom. Let them praise the Lord like never before. They need to be able to call on Jesus. You know, during this time, there's so much happening in the world, and they need to know Jesus for themselves. They don't need to know that Jesus is just our God, excuse me, but they need to know that he is their God also. Our children need to be saved at an early age. They need to be taught of the Lord, and grace shall be their peace. Many of them will face situations that only Jesus can help them through. So have them bend the knee as you bend the knee every day. So come on, baby, we're going to pray. Teach them how to pray. And I remember a young lady had 2 children, and she asked me to keep them. This was a few years ago. Oh, my God, they were so smart. 3 years old and 1 year old. And this woman was a great intercessor. And so every time I would sit down with the children so we could eat, I'd teach them how to say the blessing. And one day I started praying in my holy language. And I said, Yoko Rabakashe, that 3-year-old? Oh, my God. She had a holy language. She started praying in her holy language. And I tell you what, that anointing that's on her mother's life has flown into her life. She was 3 years old and could speak in her holy language. So I thank God. They're never too young now. So you pray around them. You pray with them, and you pray for them. And, you know, God called Josiah. Just when Josiah, he was 8 years old, and God called him. He was a young king. You know, he was so young, he said, Lord, I'm too young. God said, don't you say you too young. So don't tell your children they're too young. Let them come forth. He called Joseph when he was 17 years old. And I believe it's in Genesis 37. He gave him dreams and visions and interpretation. And that brought him from the pit to the palace. God put them purposes on the inside of our children, too. You observe them. They have a purpose on the inside of them. They have gifts and talents. And God called David when he was young. He anointed him as king when he was young. And he allowed him to kill a bear and a giant. God called Samuel when he was a young boy. He spoke to him when Samuel was sleeping. He said, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel heard the voice. He didn't know. He thought it was a human voice. Eli had to tell him. You know, Eli had almost forgotten God's voice. He forgot how God operates. He had gotten far from God. So don't you get far from God when your child is being called close to God. So you stay close with God. So Eli told Samuel, he said, listen, the next time you hear that voice, you say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And God used Samuel as a boy to do great things. First he spoke to Eli about his unrighteous state. So Samuel didn't want to do it, but he did it. But guess what? Do you remember Hannah, Samuel's mother? She prayed and she asked God for a man-child. She made a vow to God that if God blessed her with a man-child, she would dedicate him to God. She took him to Eli the priest to be taught of God's ways. Hannah prayed for Samuel. Even as he grew up, he wasn't even in her household. He was like in a boarding school, we'll put it like that. But she still prayed for him, and she went once a year. She would make coats for him. She would take them, and she would go to the temple and be with her child because she dedicated him back to God. She said, Lord, if you give me a man child, I'll dedicate him back to you. So what are you saying to God about your children? telling God, Lord, if you keep my children safe, what are you going to do? So, you know, you got to pray. You see what's happening in the world today. It's not always a safe place. But the Lord said that he would save us and our children. We got to keep calling on him. We got to keep honoring. We got to keep blessing. We got to keep saying, Lord, we need you more than ever. And we got to mean it. We got to keep our vows that we make to the Lord. So, you know, we got to repent as parents on behalf of our children in case they sin. Just like Job, who prayed for his children in case they sin. And parents, we got to dedicate our children to God, just like Hannah did. She dedicated them to God. And she trained her son up in the way that he should go. And Eli helped. So sometimes we need other people to help us rear our children. Don't get mad when somebody corrects your children. They need to be corrected. It takes a whole village. So, you know, I'm going to go over this, and then we're going to be singing and praising the Lord like never before this morning. You know, God has a plan for parents. He has duties for parents. In Deuteronomy, read Deuteronomy 6. You'll read about the duty. And he said these are the parental duties: to teach the children, to train them, to provide for them, to nurture them, to control them, to love them, to correct them, Proverbs 13:24, Proverbs 19:18. Proverbs 22:15, Proverbs 23:13. All of these are corrections that you have to make in your children. They can't just grow up like weeds. We got to do some things to mold and shape their character. Now, he said we are to instruct them. Deuteronomy 4:9, Deuteronomy 6:7, Deuteronomy 11:19, Deuteronomy 31:13, Psalm 78:5, Proverbs 22:6. Isaiah 28:9, John 21:15. So, you know what? God loves our children, and we love them, and we want them to live long lives and fulfill their purpose. But we got to let God help us. We got to bend the knee and say, listen, Father, I need help in raising my son. I need help in raising my daughter. I need help in rearing my grandchildren, Lord. You help me. And you know he going to help us. Now, God loves music. You know he created music now. I want to tell you, God created music. And guess what? The angels bow down and they worship him. Oh, my God. I can just imagine that heavenly music. All the angels. You know Beelzebub, he was an angel before he fell. He thought, you know, I want to be more than God. Oh, my God, he had the wrong idea. We better watch our thoughts. Today, let's give God the high praises. We're going to sing to the glory and the admiration of the Most High God. Well, we have Minister Donna Hawkins. We're going to have a couple of adults sing before the children because they, you know, sometimes they minister and they're working. We have Minister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed this morning. How about you?
Oh, my God. I can't begin to tell you. I am highly favored, protected of the Lord. I have to give a testimony later. Go ahead.
All right. So when I was younger, one of my favorite gospel artists was Andre Crouch. And, you know, he was funeralized this week. So I'd like to do just a short medley of three of his songs.
All right.
All right. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, praise the Lord. peace you cannot find. Reflections of your past seem to worry you every day. This one thing I do know, Jesus is the way. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. We are going to see Him soon and very soon. We are going to see Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. To God be the glory. To God.
God, I love every one of those. I thank God for those awesome songs that you sang from Andre Crouch. Yes, he's a great, mighty man of God. God gave the anointing to sing. So I thank God for you singing those songs that he, you know, wrote. Thank God for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, my sister.
I love you too, Minister Jean.
All right, well, we have her cousin on here, Minister Donna's cousin, Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister
G. You like far away, far away. Put your phone on speaker. I can't hardly hear you.
Huh?
Jackie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. You're clear.
Oh, okay, sorry. I said I enjoyed my cousin. She seemed like she was having a good time. I know I was remembering Andre Crouch myself this week. It was so, he had the greatest songs we ever, you know, ever sung. So, yeah, we have to remember him. And it's always sad someone goes on to glory, but it's like my auntie says, it's one of those things. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yes.
But I'm glad that we have the children, and I'm excited about today. I know you're excited about today. We're having a women's empowerment day, I guess that's what we could call it. And you're speaking, Brother Henry speaking, Sister Diana speaking, and another lady speaking today. It should be a great day in the Lord. We're going to have a good time.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So, I'm going
to
invite
from 2 to 6.
You know, somebody's got something going on. You may want to mute your phone because it's a lot of noise on the phone. So you may want to mute your phone, and I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, what are you going to sing today for Children's Day, Jack?
Jesus loves the little children.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Okay. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Cause Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen.
Amen, amen. You know, I'm so grateful that Jesus loves our children. He loves all of our children. I don't care what continent they live in. They could live in Africa. They could live in North America, South America, Antarctica. Oh, no matter where they live, He loves them. He created them. And He said they are a blessing for us. That's the gift. That's the gift. Now, look here. He gave them to you, but what you going to do with them? How are you going to mold and shape the character of the gifts that God gave you? So watch out now. We got to pay attention. I was listening to something the other day where this man said his son had a lion spirit, and he was real young, and he said that he couldn't catch it at first. He knew something was off, but he observed his son. So we got to observe our children. Make sure they're on the right path. Make sure they're children of integrity. They're honest. They're truth tellers. They're, you know, doing what they say they're going to do. If they say, well, Mom, I'll be home at 3 o'clock this afternoon, make sure they follow through on what they say. You know, make sure they, you know where they are. And make sure they know where you are. Some children don't know where their parents are. They can't even contact them. So I thank God. Well, we are so blessed. We have Anaya on with us this morning. She's from New Orleans, and her grandmother is one of my good friends. Her grandmother was on last week, and her grandmother played praise music last week for us. Well, good morning. Anaya's mother is Bianca, and that's her granddaughter. Well, actually, Anaya, I believe, is Sister Minister Gloria Dean Charlo's great-grandchild. How you doing, Anaya? Good morning.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
Great. What grade are you in now?
Fourth.
Are you in the fourth grade? You 9 years old?
No, I'm 10.
You're 10. All right. Yes. I was working with some fourth graders, 9 and 10 year olds, this past week, and like almost 2 months. And they were so smart. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, Anaya came on our radio show when she was about 4 years old, and she sang, and she's still singing. She sang, I've forgotten if it was Jesus Loved Me, This I Know, or Jesus Loves the Children of the World, but she has a beautiful voice. Are you going to sing The Greatest Love of All today, Anaya?
Yes.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, we're ready to hear that song.
Okay. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity, because the greatest love of all is happening to me. I found the greatest love of all inside of me. So great it is, love of all. It's easy to achieve. Learning to love yourself, it is the greatest love of all. And if I chase that special place like you've been dreamed of, lead you to a lonely place, find your strength in love.
Oh my God, you sure you 10 years old? Girl, you sound, oh my God, that was awesome.
Woo!
I praise the Lord for you. I thank God for the anointing on your voice. Oh my God, he has done great things in you. You always had a powerful voice, but baby, you about ready to make some CDs. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. I pray that your mother will continually train you to sing the songs of the Lord. You got that anointing like your grandmother, Minister Glory Dean Charlotte. She's on today listening to you sing. So I thank God for you. Can you come on next month and sing on Children's Day? We got two other children that's going to be singing too. Let me let you hear your grandma, Minister Glory Dean Charlotte. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean. I put you on. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And it's good
My
to
God,
be on the program.
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm telling you, I thank God for her being on. Thank God for Bianca, mother, you know. And I thank God for you most of all because of you pushing the children, you know, pushing them so they can do the things of God. And that's wonderful. I thank God for you, for the program, and what God has put into your life to really bring forth children to praise God. So I thank God for Naya singing this morning. She really sings well, I tell you. She has a voice.
She does. Praise she has God. A powerful voice. It's passed down to her from you.
Hers is a little better than me.
Oh, hers is awesome. I know that's right. 10 years old, Naya. We just the Lord for you, girl. The Lord, may the
yeah.
Lord bless you and make
thank
his
you.
Face shine upon you. Now, you do good in school, too, okay? You better get straight A's so you can get a scholarship to go to college. You go to a music institution and excel in life, girl. You're going to do great things in life. I can hear it in you already.
Yeah, wonderful.
Love you, Naya. Give your mom a hug for me.
Love you, too.
All righty.
Okay.
Don't forget to give your mom that hug for me. All right. Well, we have Minister Stacy Holman and her girls this morning, Bianca and Jabria. Good morning, Minister
Good
Stacy.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Good morning. Good morning. We're blessed. Amen.
Hey, girls. Hey, Bianca. Hey, Jabria.
Hello.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
I know y'all going to sing a song by yourself. You're going to sing my favorite song by yourself, and then y'all can sing one with your mother. How's that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I am. What
do
y'all
do? You,
okay, go ahead.
Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I've talked about you. Down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus, way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the girls are alive this morning and serving the Lord. I thank God for the girls, all three of them. Anaya, Bianca, and Jabria. Love y'all, girls. What y'all going to sing with your mom?
Okay, she got the whole world.
All right, go right
ahead. She got the whole world. And it says he has the whole world. And it says he has the whole world. And it says he had the whole Lord in his hand. He got the little bitty babies. And it says he got the little bitty babies. And it says he got the little bitty babies. And it says he got the whole world in his hand.
He got the whole world.
He got the whole world. And it says he got the whole world. And it says he got the whole world. And it says he got the whole world in his
head.
He got the preachers and the deacons. And it says he got the preachers and the deacons. And it says he got the preachers and the deacons. And it says he got the whole world in his head.
He got the whole world.
He got the whole world. And it says he got the whole world. And it says he got the whole world. And it says he got the whole world in his hands.
He got you and me.
He got you and me. And it says he got you and me. And it says he got you and me. And it says he got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world. And it says he got the whole world. And it says he got the whole world. And it says he got the whole world in his hands. 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 He got the whole world in his hands.
Hallelujah! Woo!
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you what, God loves the children, and they're in action today showing the love of God. We've had Anaya from New Orleans, Louisiana, and we have Jabria and Bianca and their mom from Jacksonville, Florida. I tell you what, the Lord is moving mightily in the lives of his people. Well, I want to let you know this is an announcement today. You're invited to a women's conference. I'll be one of the speakers. We have, I think there's about four speakers. It's at 2 to 4 p.m. today at Tabernacle Church, number 1. The address is 4588 St. John's Avenue. It's off of Blanding Boulevard, 4588 St. John's Avenue off of Blanding Boulevard. You are invited to come. I look forward to seeing you there. Well, I want to tell you, today our speaker is a mighty woman of God. She's been on the battlefield since she was a child. Her mother raised her. Her mother is an evangelist. And she is a mighty woman of God. Her name is Minister Tamara Halyard. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. You know that city that belonged to Jesus, Jacksonville. J for Jesus. Jacksonville belonged to Jesus. She's a teacher in the public schools. She's a wife, a mother, and a teacher of the Word of God. And she has an anointed for singing as well. I'm sure she's been singing since she was a child as well. She has some CDs to sell, and I'll let her tell you about that in her web. Good morning, Minister Halyard. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord this morning. Thanking God for all those wonderful songs this morning from the children. I, you know, brought back memories starting out that way. And I'm telling you, still singing for the glory of God. So to those beautiful girls that sung today, you guys really blessed my spirit this morning. The little girl from New Orleans, I had actually been singing that same song that she ministered to on this morning about the greatest love. So I just thank God for that confirmation on today, and just really excited about what God is getting ready to do in the young people to help transform the world to believe and accept Jesus Christ. If 12 disciples and the others that were around them could transform the world, imagine what the children can do. So we just thank God for them on this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to very quickly today just give you all what the Lord has placed in my heart on today. And it's for the children, and it's also for the adults that's on the line on today. And it's just one word, peace. Just peace. Peace on in the name of Jesus. And I want to give you a quick definition of peace. As Sister G said, and I do thank God for her and for the anointing of God that's on her life, and just even for this opportunity. I was speaking with her on last night about how God is just using her to speak life into the lives of his people. But peace, being a teacher, I always give my students a definition of a word when we're teaching it to them. But the word peace is just it's just defined as an absence of trouble. It just means no trouble, just harmony. But how many of you know that, you know, we as Christians, even children, they go through trials. They go through tests and temptations. They go through being bullied at school. They go through difficulties on tests that they have to take. But in the midst of all of that, God will give us peace in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our tests, in the midst of our storms. God will provide a peace that nobody else can understand. Everybody else in school may be trying to keep up with what everybody else is doing, or they want to wear what this person is wearing. They want to do what this person is doing. But God will give even the children peace to be individuals, to be how God has made them. I don't have to do what everybody else is doing. I can have peace and be the way how my mom and daddy and my grandparents raised me to be, which is in God. So I want to just encourage everybody that peace that Jesus gives, it is a gift. Okay, we get gifts on Christmas, we get gifts for our birthdays, but Jesus has given us a gift of peace, and we got to operate in that peace. We got to stay focused, and we got to stay on Jesus. In Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verse number 3, Isaiah 26, and even little kids, ask your parents, you know, to show you this scripture. You know, highlight this scripture so that you can keep this scripture. Put this scripture in your book bag. Take this scripture to school with you. Put it in your lunchbox. Put it in your book bag. I used to take scriptures to school with me in high school to keep me focused on the Word of God. But it's Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verse 3. And it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." And the first, you will keep him in perfect peace. That's God. That's his promise. So if you even want to put God there, God will keep you in perfect peace. Who is that him? That him is you. I put my name next to that to remind me that God will keep me, Tamara Halyard, Evangelist Tamara Halyard, in perfect peace. God will keep my husband, Morris Halyard, in perfect peace. God will keep my children, Morris the Fourth and Miles Halyard, in perfect peace. You got to make it personal, okay? So God will keep me, put your name there, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on who? Stayed on Jesus, stayed on the Lord, because I trust in him. That is a promise that he promised me that he will do. But you got to focus your prayers on God. Ask the Lord, children, what do I need help with? If my mama say I'm talking back too much, if my grades are slipping, parents, what do we need God to help our children with? It might be confidence. I heard Sister G say, you know, we got to pray for confidence in our children for them to go forth. So focus on that and ask God what you need his peace to help you with, because we cannot do this by ourselves. Now, the world says, oh, just do what you want to do. The world says disobey your parents, do what you want to do. They don't know. The world says, you know, just go drink a little bit, just go smoke a little bit, or watch something on TV that you know not right. but go do it because it's going to take your mind off of it. But how many of you know that after you've done all of that stuff, the problem is still there? So that's why we got to place our focus on Jesus. Forget about all the other stuff. Forget about the test that you got to take, children, that you might feel that you can't even pass. You know, this system got our children thinking that they're going to fail the test before they even take it. But the devil is a liar. We got to focus on Jesus and know that he's going to keep us in perfect peace. But we got to do our part. We got to keep our mind stayed on him. Nowhere in that scripture does it say, and I heard the Holy Spirit speak this morning, nowhere in Isaiah 26:3 does it say to keep your mind on the problem. It doesn't say to do that. It says to keep your mind on Jesus. And this is Satan's biggest trick. Young people, listen to me. Parents, listen to me. This is Satan's biggest trick that he's deceiving a lot of people with. He wants us to think that if God hasn't done it yet, then it ain't going to be done. He wants us to think, oh, it's taking too long, so just go ahead and keep focusing on the problem. But when we focus on the problem, we start getting headaches, we start getting stressed, we start doubting God. That's why he said specifically in this scripture to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. We got to do our part, all right? So, young people, keep your mind on God. I know sometimes it may get hard because you want to do what everybody else is doing, but you are listening to a person who has followed this. My parents prayed that I would not stray away. I'm not saying that I did everything perfect because I did make mistakes, but God will keep you in the fold. He will keep you from going out too far in the name of Jesus. And one more scripture I wanted to give you before I go is in the New Testament. It's in John, the 14th chapter, verses 26 and 27. And this really blessed me because I said, oh, my God, this scripture matches the scripture in Isaiah 26:3. But it's John 14, verse 26 through 27. And it says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring remembrance to you all things that he has said. All right, verse 27, peace I leave with you. Jesus is saying this. He's telling them, I'm giving you a gift. Remember I said peace is a gift from God. You don't have to accept the gift if you don't want it. If you want to worry and you want to doubt and you want to, you know, just not trust God, then you didn't accept the gift. But he's giving the gift for us to accept. And we take that gift and we open that gift and we believe, we like that gift because it's that gift that keeps us going. But Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace. You can't get no more perfect peace than that. Jesus said, his peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And when I looked up, when I really studied, let not your heart be troubled, what Jesus was saying here was, he was saying, he never designed for us to walk around and be discouraged. He never designed for us. It's so many people dying from stress-related heart attacks. There's so many people dying with stress and their minds are just exploding because they don't have any peace. He said, don't let your heart be afraid. Don't believe Satan's lie that you ain't going to never make it. Don't believe Satan's lie that you just doomed. Don't believe that. But see, Satan paints that picture in our minds. Oh, if God ain't done it yet, then he's not going to do it. But that's not true. Jesus said, believe in me. He said, I already left you this peace, and that's perfect peace. So I want to encourage you all on today, children, don't let your heart be troubled. Stay in the word of God. I don't care if you got to pray the same prayer until you start learning new prayers. Start with what you do know. Amen. And just believe that Jesus left a perfect gift for us, which is his peace. He left that for us. He said, I give this to you. Not as the world gives to you, because what the world gives to you is temporary. It won't last. It may feel good for a little bit, but it won't last. But Jesus is perfect peace. It will last. And that's going back to Isaiah 26:3, that he will keep us in perfect peace. That's Jesus' perfect peace. Don't fall for what the world is doing. I have students right now in my classroom that there's one little boy that just got, he got arrested for bringing drugs to school in fifth grade. And I looked in his eyes, and he looked in, like he was crying out for help. And I said, God, I said, we're losing so many of our children because they're crying out for help. They're crying out for attention. And I just started calling forth peace. Parents, call forth peace over your children. Call forth peace to meet them in the schoolhouse. Call forth peace to meet them in their minds, because we can't watch our children 24 hours a day. But Jesus, who knows all things, is able to watch over our children when we can't see them. The Word of God says we got to train them up so that when they grow old, they will not depart. But call forth that peace in their mind to know who they are, and that they don't have to listen to what somebody in the world says they are. The devil is a liar. We call forth that peace to them. And I pray for my students. I work in an inner city school, but I got to stay there because it's ministry. And so I pray this morning that as we pray, that we call forth peace to Derek. He's a student in my school who has to go to court now for things. And I say, God, how did he know how to do this stuff? Because of what's going on in the home. But I do not believe that it's too late to reach him. I do believe that Jesus Christ can reach Derek in the name of Jesus. So in my closing, call for peace. God never designed for us to be stressed out. He never designed for us to walk around not knowing where our help comes from. Call forth that peace that surpasses all understanding. Even if you're going through a trial right now, I'm speaking to somebody right now who's listening, who's going through a trial right now, even in their home right now. I pray that you would have the faith to call for peace to come into your home. Call for peace right now. It works. I'm telling you, it works. The woman of God, Sister G, confirmed some things for me on last night that she didn't even know about. She didn't even know about. But God told me, I hear you. And he allowed the woman of God to call me on last night to confirm for me that his perfect peace is getting ready to show up, is getting ready to show up and show out, is getting ready to change some situations in the name of Jesus, is getting ready to cast Satan out in the name of Jesus, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I encourage you all on today to meditate on the peace of God. Keep those two scriptures in your heart and let God do what you can't do. And trust in him and rest in him. So many times we're trying to change the situation when God is just sitting back saying, okay, when you get tired, then that's when I'm going to step in and I'm going to do it. So why don't you just cut that step out and just go ahead and let him do it? Sleep at night. We call for people to be able to sleep at night, even our children, that you all will know who you are in this season. We need you to help carry this gospel to the next generation, because we can't do it all by ourselves. In Jesus' name, I thank you for this opportunity, and may God continue to bless every listener and every reader and hearer and doer of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't go nowhere. We're giving our prayers through for people. I thank God for that message. Oh, my God, those two scriptures. Isaiah 26:3, that's one of my sister's favorite scriptures. She write it on letters that she sent to me. That was peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And the other one in John 14:26 about peace. And, you know, I appreciate that message, Evangelist Hillier, because in this day and time, our children need peace. If you walk into a public school, some of the classrooms are so chaotic. You wonder how the teacher can make it home every day. I'm sure some of these teachers got to drag themselves home. They're worn out because it's a battle. There's no peace in the schools. Battle. They're on the battlefield. And I thank God that Minister Hallier is staying there. And she's fully armored, fully protected, fighting. The Lord has taught her hands to war, her fingers to fight. That was a powerful message. I tell you, we need that peace, that perfect peace. Only God can give you that peace. You can't find peace sometime in your own household. You can't find peace on your job sometime. You know, in your neighborhood, it's loud music or this or that going on. It's a lot of things going on. But I thank the Lord, you know, for that perfect peace, that kind of peace that passes. You know, people say, my God, you know, she lost this and he lost that and he went through this and he went through. I don't know how they're standing, I'm going to tell you. God. He's given them perfect peace in the midst of their storms. So I thank God for that peace. And don't forget, children, she said, write that scripture with your name on it and put it in your book bag and take it to school and watch God work. Pray for peace in your classroom. Pray for peace in your neighborhood. I remember one time these two little girls came on the radio show. They were like 4 and 6. And their mamas and their daddies was, and their mama and their daddy fussed every day. And they said, we just want our mama and our daddy to get along so we can have peace in our house. And so I pray that prayer that mamas and daddies would get along. They won't be bickering back and forth. And that there will be peace, that kind of peace that Evangelist Hilliard talked about, that peace that we all need. We all need it now. Now, I have two testimonies this morning. One is that I live in the inner city, and down the street from me was a drug house. I mean, they'd be coming morning, noon, and night, going to that house. They hadn't been there about less, probably 6 months or less. I said, Lord, my neighborhood need to be a safe neighborhood, a neighborhood of peace, drive the drug addicts out, but save them. Save them, oh God. Turn them from Saul's to Paul's. They're killing people with drugs, giving them over. You know how people take an overdose, drugging out, leaving this world. So about 2 weeks ago, one of my neighbors said, you know, they left from down there. They boarded the house up. I said, what? I drove past there for sure. The drug dealers are gone. House boarded up. Say, no trespassing. So I thank God. I give him a hand clap of praise for answering that prayer. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read this scripture to you. This is part of my testimony. Psalms 91:5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. This is my other one, Psalms 91:11. Well, I'm just going to read all the way to 11. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For, this is my main scripture, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Well, I'm going to tell you, I forgot if it was, I think it was Wednesday, I came home from work at worked in the public schools, subbing with a class, and had a really good day. I thank God for the assignment. And prayed with some, you know, teachers and people at the school, prayed silently for the children. You know, it's a shame. We live in a land, supposedly land of the free, the home of the brave. We're supposedly one nation under God, but you can't even pray for children in the school. No wonder they're getting shot down, killed up. You know, when you see children, like Minister Halliott has a child in her room, I know she's praying for them, but she need to be able to freely pray with the child. So we're praying for more godly teachers on the battlefield in the classroom, because it is a battlefield. I mean, the children just very disruptive. No peace. No peace in some of these schools. I went to school, the same school, and the office said, have you been here before? I said, no. She had me sign an emergency form in case something happened. I said, God, I know you got my back. In other words, you better be careful, ma'am, in case something happened, because these children are rough over here. It was an underlying message. So when we send our children to school, we got to make sure. A little girl that I taught in Sunday school, she recognized me. She had a mask over her face because she said she was dealing with allergies. Now, the teacher said she had the best day since I was there, since she'd been there the whole year. Now, you know that shouldn't be. I'm telling you, I'm talking about saints' children, people of God's children. We got to visit the classroom, see what's going on. But getting back to my testimony, I came home that day and I checked my voicemail, and I was getting ready to return a call, and I told the lady, I did call, and I said, oh, I heard something outside, like a crash. I looked out the window, and I said, oh, my God. Somebody had run into the house next door to me and crashed into the porch, and the guy who rents wasn't there. So one of my neighbors, I called 911 right away, and I said, now, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but you know, protect whoever's in the car, whoever ran into the house. Don't let them die, Lord. Just send your ministering angels around, whatever. I was just praying for them. And I called 911, and after I called 911, I said, now, Lord, do I need to go out there? Should I go out there? Well, I said, go ahead. So I went out there, and one of my neighbors told me, he said, the man in the car said he went to sleep. He fell asleep at the wheel. And he said he was driving slow. He said he came through your driveway, past your mailbox, and hit the house next door. Now, you tell me God didn't have his angels charge over me. No harm came now my dwelling. The car could have hit my car, could have ran into my house. I could have been in my car at the time, but God put his angels charge over me. No harm came near my dwelling. So I thank the Lord for his word. He's faithful. God is faithful to his children. So keep praying Psalms 91 over your household, over you, over your children, because God is truly faithful. Well, it is prayer time this morning on Bible Storyland, so press 1 if you need prayer. Press 1. If you've already on live, you can state your prayer request. Okay, I'm looking for anybody who may have pressed 1. Don't see anybody yet. Okay. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get you here. Somebody, let's see what this is. This is a 389. Well, good morning. You're on live, 389.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This minister, this is my cousin.
Yeah, this is Sister Shirley Hooks. And I've been listening to your broadcast, which I do often, and I just enjoyed everything, the songs and the evangelist hired for her most exciting message. I really, really, really enjoyed it. And I'm going to write them scriptures down myself and put them in my purse, okay?
Amen.
But anyway, I just want to I'm listening to the broadcast, but I'm getting ready to prepare for a funeral for my first cousin. Wife who passed unexpectedly, but these things do happen. And I just asking you to keep the family lifted up in prayer and my family. And I appreciate what you're doing, Sister G. You're doing an excellent job, and please continue. Thank you very much.
You pray my strength in the Lord that my feet will stay planted. I won't slip off the path. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Shirley. I love you. Tell my cousin hello.
I sure will.
I know Minister Halyard knows my cousin. She was at his 70th birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get to meet you. You left out that day. But anyway, I thank God for you. Let's see, Bishop. Is that you, Bishop Bryant?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning? We're glad to have you on.
I just heard my sister talk, and I feel better when I hear her.
Oh, yeah. Minister Hooks, huh?
Yes.
Yep, my baby. And you quickly becoming another one of my sisters. I just want you to know I thank you for every prayer. You hear me, Sister G?
You thank me for what?
Every prayer.
Oh, okay.
When I don't feel well, I know y'all praying for me.
Yeah, every day we pray for Sister Pat and I, every day.
Yeah.
And my Sister Shirley, but this is the thing. Thank God for the message. This is the thing that I'm most grateful for, that we are all connected. And no matter what goes on, whether you hear from me or not, we love one another and we are praying for one another.
Yeah, man.
And sometimes I just need to hear your voice. I can't say much sometimes, but I'm so grateful for all of y'all, and it's just a blessing.
Well, grateful to you. We love you, Bishop.
Love
you too. Love you more, sis.
All right. Well, Father God, I just lift up Bishop David Bryant, your servant, who's on the front lines of the battlefield taking so much, oh God. I bind up every affliction from his body right now, and I say get up and get off of him. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for healing his stomach, allowing his food to digest properly. I thank you for strengthening every part of his body, all from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. I thank you, Father God, that he is, oh God, coming out of this affliction with great strength, great might, oh God. He's depending upon you, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that he has perfect peace because he knows the peacemaker. You are the peacemaker, and he calls on the peacemaker morning, noon, and night. So I thank you, Lord God, that you are giving him peace like never before. And I thank you, Father God, even as he dwells under the shadow of the Most High, he's abiding under your shadow. And under your shadow, there's strength, there's healing, there's peace, there's provision, there's everything that he needs. So, Father, I thank you for all that you're doing on his behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Lord, I thank you for my cousin. I thank you so much for Shirley Hooks and her husband, Robert Hooks. I thank you for blessing them because they are keeping their mind stayed on you. Oh, God, they're in perfect peace because they are keeping their mind stayed on you. So I thank you for keeping them healthy and well. And even as they go to a homegoing service today, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for salvation coming forth at that homegoing. Oh, God, I thank you for people realizing that one day we'll be in a casket or we won't be here on the earth no more, Lord God. So, Father, I pray for salvation to come at that homegoing service. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister G, could you please pray for Brother Wendell? He's doing his back out. And also the Brewer family. I can't make it to the funeral, but Elder Brewer and Mother Brewer passes. They're having a double service today. But please pray for Brother Wendell. He's the young man that helps me out. And
yes,
he can.
I remember
him. He needs your prayer.
All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you this morning for Brother Wendell, who's like an armor bearer for Bishop David Bryant, oh God. And, Lord, you know you gave us our bodies. You wonderfully made them. You created them in your image. And we believe your report. Your report says that we are healed by the 39 stripes that you took. And, Father, I thank you for sending the word in healing Wendell, oh God. Oh, Father God, strengthen the back muscles all up and down the spine. Oh, God, the bones, the bone marrow, strengthen, oh God. Heal the tissues, oh God. Any back injuries, we send it back to the sender, and we say that he's healed by the stripes of you, oh God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, you know many times, oh God, sometimes there's just like double funerals. Well, Father, we lift up the Brewer family who lost Elder Brewer and Mother Brewer in a short period of time, oh, God. And so, Father, I thank you for strengthening this family. Oh, God, they're not just funeralizing one person, but two. And we thank you for a great home going because they were on the battlefield for you. Great man and woman of God. Oh, God, spoke truth, oh, God, in the midst of a perverse generation. And, Lord, I thank you for a great man and woman of God coming to you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for their children finding peace, that kind of peace that you need, the gift of peace, oh God, that you can give, perfect peace, oh God. Keep them in perfect peace. Keep their minds stayed on you in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for being at that service today. Strengthen every family member. Dry up every tear. You are the great comforter. Comfort this family. Not only this family, there are other people who've lost family members, oh God. We ask you to comfort and strengthen families, oh God, in the loss of their family members. And we just thank you for what you're doing in families and for families and through them. Let your perfect peace be done in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody else? We're going to be getting off the line soon. Got to go speak today at a women's conference. Like I said, you all invited today at 2 o'clock. There are going to be several speakers, myself included, at it's called Tabernacle Church Number 1. The address is 4588 St. John's Avenue off of Blanding Boulevard. So you're all welcome. You're all invited to come. Thank God for you. Any more prayer requests, press 1. You don't press 1, I won't know that you're there requesting prayers. Press 1. All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift your name on high. We thank you today for what you've done on Bible Storyland. I lift up every person who sang. I thank you for the children. Oh, my God. What great things you're doing in the children. I thank you, Lord God, for Bianca and Jabria and Anaya who sang. Oh, God, they sang. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you have put that anointing to sing on them. And I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing. I got you, Donna. Hold on. So, Father, I thank you for all that you're doing in those girls. And I thank you for giving them perfect peace in their homes, in their neighborhoods, in their schools, in their city. I decree and declare they should live long lives. Because, Father God, they're going to come to you at early ages. Oh, God, I thank you for their salvation, their healing, and their deliverance. Every generational curse, we bind it up and we send it back to the pits of hell. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you for Dante and David III, thank you for what you're doing in his life, in Jesus' name. How you doing, Donna? Gotcha. You need prayer?
Yes, I'm doing. I called in, and I'll ask for prayer for my 2 children, David and Dante, Emmanuel II.
Okay, for whom? David, Dante, and who else?
David and Dante.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Father God, I lift up the Emmanuel family. Brother David, Sister Donna, Dante, and little David. Lord, I thank you for this great family who praise your name, who honors you. Draw them closer to you. Draw them closer with each other. And, Father, I thank you that they will not spare discipline in their household. Give them strategies as to how to discipline. Lord, their boys are older now. They can't always use the belt. But, Lord, you could give them strategies on how to discipline them. They're still in the household, one in college. Oh, God, I bind up every ungodly person that's around them. Sever those ties, oh, God. Let him choose wisdom, oh, God. Even as his mother give him CDs on the book of Proverbs where Solomon talked to his daughter and his son. He said, now listen, son, don't go the way of the evil man who shed innocent blood. Go the way of God. Choose righteousness over evil. And don't go to the woman who has the shiny lips and her voice is sweet like honey. Don't go that way because it leads to a path of hell. And so, Father, I thank you that they're going to all, not only the Emmanuel family, but all of us are going to talk to our young men and young women from the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. And I thank you that our children shall be saved in early age, and grace shall be their peace. So we bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're about ready to go off. Unless anybody else needs prayer, press 1. We're going off soon. All right, I love each of you. I know God loves you even more. I'm praying for you during the week. I thank God for you. I thank God for you, Minister Halliard, and all those who came on this morning. We serve the Almighty Father. He is great and mighty. So remember, obey the Lord. We won't be on next week. Next Saturday is the fifth Saturday. You know, we're off on the fifth Saturday, but we'll be back in February the 7th. Will be Senior Citizens Day. So join us then. Look forward to talking to you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I love you, but you already know God loves you more. Amen.
Thank you.